Transfer Tittle Tattle on Radio Yorkshire.
Yeah, let's look through some of the latest rumour and speculation, and actually some confirmed transfer from or transfer news from Hull City, Tom.
Yes, Moses Adebayo has confirmed his deal, £3.5 million. He's someone who Hull have been interested in for the last few weeks. Basically, £3.5 million was the release clause in his contract. And this is a good signing. He's someone who was being looked at by a couple of Premier League teams. If you want to be going back in the Premier League, you want to be getting the talent that the Premier League sides want. And that's what Hull have done with this signing.
Another one which suddenly today seems to be developing legs. Now, whether or not this is actually a rumour that surfaced from somebody online and this then just kind of developed a bit, not sure. But Adam Hamill, the Huddersfield Town winger, spent time on loan last season at Rotherham. Talk this week of Preston North End. That then seems to have kind of gone away by midweek. By now, Bolton Wanderers are supposedly looking at him.
Yeah, I think, I do think he's one of these players who it's week in, week out for him. He wants to be playing every game and, you know, looking at Huddersfield, I don't think that'll happen for him. Looking at Preston, I thought he'd have a decent chance, but again, Bolton are a team where he'd get that chance as well. So, you know, he's the kind of player that I think Neil Lennon would like. He's, you know, got a little bit of history, someone who maybe has got a point to prove, you could say. So, you know, for Neil Lennon, that's the kind of signing he normally does go for.
To move us to the Premier League, we were talking earlier in the Friday Football Preview. Billy Banks was in, and we were talking about the fact that Edin Dzeko, I think, is Billy was saying, so one of the most highly picked players in fantasy football or something.
Yeah, well,
it was along those lines. Well, you might want to be taking him out if that's the case.
Well, he's on very close to moving to Roma. He's in a position where basically everything's agreed. You know, it literally is just waiting now for that one bit of confirmation just to confirm it all. I mean, you've got people like Vincent Kompany wishing him all the best. So I think, you know, when you look at it, he's a very good player, someone who has done very well in the someone who can do very well in the Italian leagues. And, you know, for Roma, he's exactly what they needed. They needed that big target man. They've now got someone, you know, who really, again, I think that's 15-plus goals a season in Serie A with ease.
To keep us up front with the rumours, as in up front as in position on the pitch, not necessarily breaking something that nobody knows about, but in this one, I'm surprised, actually. It's taken all the transfer window for somebody to seemingly look seriously at Saido Berahino of West Brom. That really surprises me. This is at Spurs, who apparently looking at him, and this has all kind of come from the press conference that Maurizio Pochettino has had. And basically, right, what seems to be happening is people have seen what Maurizio Pochettino said and kind of going from there. So Maurizio Pochettino said words to the effect of, I never speak about rumours. And basically everyone's now going, right, so Spurs to sign Saido Berahino then.
Well, I love this.
This is just the joy of the window.
This is one of the best ones because certain managers completely give it away. You mention a player to them and they'll go, yeah, we're not interested in him. And then you say another player's name and they'll go, yeah, I don't want to talk about transfers. You know, I'm not mentioning names. And normally, 9 times out of 10, that happens. Now, Pochettino, when asked this, has clearly not gone, oh, yeah, no, we're not interested. And again, it just opens the door. It makes fans, you know, Tottenham Hotspur fans will be thinking, hang on, we've not really done much business at the moment. We've only really brought in a couple of players. We need a couple more. You know, for them, the hope is that Berahino will join. And like you were saying, I'm really surprised. We have got to the day before the season begins, and now all of a sudden Berahino's being linked with a move away. I thought he would be one of the first names to be linked with a big move. And I think if he stays at West Brom, he'll do very well. But to me, West Brom have already got their replacement for him in Ricky Lambert. So they've prepared whatever
slight
happens.
Difference there.
Well, I know it is.
And
but
speed
think,
difference.
Well, I think Ricky Lambert, though, is going to get goals. I really do. I think he will, you know, double figures at least. And when you work out Berahino last season, a lot he was doing on his own, it's a good option to have in Ricky Lambert.
What about Spurs themselves? How do you see Spurs doing this time, with or without Berahino? I mean, we were talking again in the preview earlier, and Spurs, again, it's the whole thing of, well, what are we judging them on position last season? compared to that, they're in danger maybe of going backwards a bit. They haven't made any of those big signings that make you think, do you know what, Spurs, they've gone and signed this guy. They, again, they really mean it this time.
Well, I think when you look at it...
Or do you think I'm wrong?
Well, no, when you look at it, Gareth Bale left and they got the Magnificent Seven in, I believe it was, you know, given that description.
And how magnificent many of them turned out to be.
I mean, it's just not gone well, has it, really? You look at the likes of Paulinho, Capu leaving. This season, they're going down that different approach of Kieran Trippier. You know, players who have got that proven Premier League quality, but they're not the kind of players that make you go, wow, I can't believe they've got him in. So I think they do need someone. I think they do need a big name, you know, someone just for the fans to go, oh, yeah, that's a great signing. But again, this season, it looks like there's going to be a lot of pressure on Harry Kane. And if you listen to The Bigger Picture on Tuesday night, you'll know that I said that I think he'll be the biggest flop in the Premier League this season. So, to me, I think they desperately need more strikers.
Do you know, I'd be really disappointed if he was the biggest flop, although he isn't in my fantasy football team for the start of the season, which might say a bit about how I feel he's going to start the season, at least. Tom, transfer tittle-tattle for now. Thank you. We'll get more of the latest rumour, speculation and gossip here with John Isherwood on Radio Yorkshire's Home Time from 3.